We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, lively viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Salink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kutul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yangjiao La Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, formerly channel 97. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand allocates funds for early childhood education. In ecology news, organic farmers in Ecuador and Malawi gain prosperity. Please stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Bulgarian Society for Animal Protection and Preservation, BSAPP. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 14th, is the birthday of His Excellency, Mr. Dmitry Anatolyevich Medvedev, President of the Russian Federation. Born in 1965 in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, His Excellency has made technology a priority, establishing the Presidential Commission on Innovation, which he chairs each month. During his time in office, His Excellency has encouraged creative changes to enhance Russia's development. We respectfully wish Your Excellency Dmitry Anatolyevich Medvedev a peaceful and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Four new loving huts open in South Korea. Bringing the total to 10 loving huts across the country, the four newest locations are Gyeppo and Achesan in the Seoul Capital Metropolitan Area and the cities of Daejeon and Gwangju in the central and southern parts of the country. This international vegan restaurant sprang from the loving vision of Supreme Master Ching Hai that all the world may be acquainted with the kind and nutritious vegan lifestyle. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in South Korea reports.
누구나 한번 꼭 들어와 보게 만드는 사랑과 축복이 가득 넘치는 러빙어 개포점이 손님들로부터 많은 인기를 끌고 있는데요. 손님들의 얘기를 한번 들어보겠습니다.
식사하면서 행복했어요.
The food was so delicious. The health issue, the environmental issue is something that you can do at a personal level that can contribute at a global level.
최근 몇 주 사이에 세 곳이 연이어 문을 열었습니다. 최근 문을 연 서울 아차산점 러빙원 역시 뷔페인데 우리나라에서 가장 큰 규모이자 가장 많은 요리수를 자랑합니다.
채식하시고 건강하게 사세요.
대전시에도 러빙헛이 문을 열었습니다. 국제 행사가 계속 열리는 대전 컨벤션 센터에 위치한 이 러빙헛은 행사장을 찾는 국내외 고객들에게 비건 음식을 제공하며 큰 인기를 끌고 있습니다. 뿐만 아니라 광주시에서도 광주 최초의 비건 식당인 러빙헛이 광주 시내에 오픈해서 인기몰이를 하고 있는 중입니다.
음식 정말 맛있어요.
지금까지 기쁜 소식 서울에서 전해드렸습니다.
Congratulations, Loving Hut. It seems the day is not far when love-filled vegan cuisine will be enjoyed wherever one goes in South Korea. And with heaven's grace, the world over. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, through whom many people are discovering the delightful and ever-important diet that will save our planet.
European Union delegates visit Zimbabwe. Arriving in the country for meetings with both President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, discussions focused on further reforms for national unity as well as economic cooperation. Both parties reported progress from the talks, the first to be held in 7 years, with more support that may be forthcoming from the European Union to help Zimbabwe with necessary infrastructure repair and rebuilding.
We discussed the EU-Zimbabwe dialogue, primarily. But basically, our message was that we want to see real change in the country for the good of the people, and that there has to be a substantive change of behavior on all of us in order that we can all move as one country which wants to see Zimbabwe's concerns being addressed.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies and European Union, for your amicable discussions. May your nations and people flourish in peace, friendship, and prosperity.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Swine flu grips schools as China braces for tens of millions of infections. Around 135 students in eastern Zimbabwe and 400 pupils in the northern Mexican state of Sinaloa were found to have swine flu symptoms. In response, officials in Sinaloa's main city of Culiacan shut down 1,400 schools with no scheduled reopening date. The Kingdom of Jordan also reported 37 sickened students, adding to the country's 185 afflicted so far.
Liang Wanyin, China's deputy director of the Health Ministry's Emergency Office, announced that tens of millions of people could become infected with the swine flu, with fatalities. So far, there have been around 7,000 laboratory-tested cases alone in China, half of which occurred since the end of August, with 95% originating inside the country's borders.
With the European Centers for Disease Prevention and Control now tallying 3,606 worldwide fatalities, diagnosed cases continue to surge in different regions. Within a one-day period, Europe had 455 swine flu cases, the majority of which were in Germany, UK, and Italy. Formosa's or Taiwan's Central Epidemic Command Center reported the number of people hospitalized has exceeded 200, 17 of whom were admitted on Friday. In Zambia, two nurses attended swine flu patients became the latest cases there, while Egyptian officials reported 15 new cases on Thursday, bringing the total to 860. Globally, the number of people who have been infected is believed to range in at least the millions, far more than the officially confirmed cases, now at 277,607, according to the World Health Organization.
Our sympathies for those coping with the loss or suffering of a loved one. While disheartened by this relentless trend, we pray all world citizens awaken to the one and only solution to eliminate risk of further such health disasters, that is, to adopt the life-protecting animal-free diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org
www.vrg.org
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Europe's trade deficit eases. The European Union's current trade deficit, an economic measure of exports minus imports, eased from 58.2 billion euros in the first 3 months to 55.1 billion euros during the second quarter ending in June. The trade deficit has also been reduced from 73.2 billion euros during the same period last year. Our accolades, European Union, for your improved economic health. May your nations continue to prosper in sustained abundance for the benefit of all people.
Nepal's Prime Minister makes life-saving stop. Learning of a woman who needed emergency medical treatment, Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal requested the pilot of the helicopter he was in to change course and pick up the unexpected mother, Kamala Chand. The Prime Minister postponed a cabinet meeting in the capital city to assist the mother, who had spent 4 days in labor with her life now in danger. An advisor to the Prime Minister later reported that the child had sadly passed away. However, Mrs. Chand was saved in time. Our gratefulness, Your Excellency, for your timely and compassionate decision that saved a human life. We send our heartfelt condolences for Mrs. Chand's loss while wishing her a swift recovery to full vitality, with heaven's comfort and grace.
French humanist photographer remembered. Renowned media and fashion photographer Willy Ronis has passed away at the ripe age of 99. With a gift for portraying the inner beauty of everyday life, especially for France's working class, Mr. Ronis once said that he always sought to respect those he photographed. His accomplishments included being the first French photographer for the U.S.-based Life magazine, as well as receiving awards both in France and abroad. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Culture Minister Frédéric Mitterrand honored his memory, with Minister Mitterrand calling him one of the great masters of photography, saying that he had immortalized the poetry of our daily lives. Our condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Willy Ronis, whose light will continue to shine through his luminous work. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love of the divine.
Save Our Planet. Climate change and book premiere conferences foster hope for a better tomorrow. In the face of the planetary crisis of climate change, the Global Warming There Is a Solution video conference was held in the capital city of Lima, Peru on September 12. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to attend as guest of honor. Her wisdom was sought in a question and answer session, during which she explained that humanity can only evolve toward peace through a global shift towards compassion and action.
This killing of other beings must be stopped. For humanity to evolve as a civilization. Before we expect the lion to lay down peacefully with the lamb, we humans must do it first. As long as the humans cannot even lay down peacefully with the lamb, causing all the anguish, fear, sorrow, oppression to weaker beings and defenseless animals, we cannot realize this heavenly dream. So we must return to our compassionate self. We must return to our glorious status as the children of God. We have to bring heaven to earth.
The event was broadcast live on RBC Television's Channel 11 and on Radio Latina at 9:90 a.m., reaching more than 50,000 listeners. Also covered live was the subsequent event, the book premiere of the Spanish edition of the number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, by Supreme Master Ching Hai, with the author herself as the evening's honored guest. This special book about Supreme Master Ching Hai's 10 adorable dog companions also just became a number one international bestseller in the Spanish language on Amazon.com.
Guest speakers included Argentine film and television star Nicolás Pauls, director of the Center of the Studies of Prevention and Studies of Disasters, Gilberto Romero Zavallos, and Pilar Stanley Prasesco, director of Amazon Shelter Organization for Animal and Environmental Protection in Peru.
We thank all conference participants for your concern for our precious planet and all her co-inhabitants. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for illuminating the path toward a harmonious and evolved world. Let us unite in walking the way of love to save our beautiful home and herald an Eden on earth. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Australian sea level rise to exceed forecasts. Ports Minister Tim Pallas has reported that current trends of global warming will likely lead to an 80 centimeter sea level rise by 2100, higher than previously stated. The report was written to assist in readying infrastructure such as ports, roads, and rail for severe climate events. It states, extreme sea level events are likely to occur more frequently and with greater severity as weather patterns change with climate change.
Minister Pallas and scientists, we appreciate your concerned report and wish to protect Australian citizens. Let us join in ensuring our planet's future by treating all beings with love and respect. Supreme Master Qinghai oftentimes offers insights to remind humanity of our ability and the need to do our part in alleviating the tolls of climate change, as during the March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA.
Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat. Even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. We have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it.
Save our planet. British economist Sir Nicholas Stern joins other climate experts in recommending a goal of limiting atmospheric CO2 to 350 parts per million, which he says is needed to preserve our planet.
Save our planet. Environment ministers for Ecuador and Peru, Marcela Aguniaga and Antonio Brock, sign an agreement to cooperate in protecting natural reserves as well as addressing climate change and other environmental issues.
Save our planet. Researchers from Harvard University in the U.S. and China's Tsinghua University evaluate wind energy and find that a network of wind turbines operating at just 20% capacity would be capable of supplying 7 times China's current electricity needs.
Save our planet. The European Union is offering to donate 15 billion euros each year by 2020 as part of a global response to assist developing countries in mitigating climate change.
It's Hee-Haw, the vegan donkey, with the tip of the day. If you have a zipper on your jacket, jeans, or luggage that you would like to work more smoothly, here's something that may help. Rub a soy candle or cruelty-free bar of soap on the teeth of both sides of the zipper and move it up and down until it functions well. Repeat the process if needed. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, New Zealand creates more access to early childhood education. Over 400 new places will be made available through $6.1 million in funding from the government's discretionary grant scheme. Among those included in the project are Samoan, Maori and Tongan immersion centers, as well as refugee communities. We sincerely laud you, New Zealand, for your dedication to providing a good foundation for youth. May your program support many of God's children in having bright and happy futures.
In ecology news, organic practices help disadvantaged farmers. The United Kingdom-based international charity, Progressio, said individuals growing food using sustainable methods in Ecuador and Malawi became more prosperous and self-sufficient. Ms. Grace, a farmer from Malawi, stated, "We are now in control of our farming. It means we have more food to eat, more food to sell. It is disease-free and nutritious. Congratulations, Progressio and organic farmers. We are so glad to hear of this supportive news for eco-friendly practices. May organic vegan practices become the trend worldwide." Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership featuring a Bulgarian animal rights organization that finds loving homes for dogs and cats.
We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. More gracious news coming right here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for a greater world.
And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, presenting an organization in Bulgaria providing free medical treatment to canines and felines in need.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Bulgarian Society for Animal Protection and Preservation, BSAPP, is dedicated to all dogs and cats having good homes. In addition, the non-profit works to inform the public about how to be good caregivers of animal companions. As a member of the World Society for Protection of Animals, BSAPP provides free medical treatment and sterilization to animals in need.
BSAPP was established in 1998 by Dr. Stoyan Stoyanov. With the assistance of associates and community members, Dr. Stoyanov founded a rescue center in the capital city of Sofia. In 1996, he helped to form one in nearby Debroslavci. BSAPP suggests fostering, adoption, volunteering in the rescue center, and donation of food or veterinarian supplies as some of the ways to better the lives of the animals in their shelter.
Our deep appreciation, Dr. Stoyan Stoyanov, and the Bulgarian Society for Animal Protection and Preservation, BSAPP, for your wonderful efforts to take care of our loyal canine and feline co-inhabitants. God bless you in making Bulgaria a true paradise for all our precious animal companions.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Xhosa entitled Help Needed.
Emva kwengozi, ibhinqaleza ngaphambili lalungiselela ukunceda ixhoba. Lacelwa ukuba lithi gubu cala indoda eyathi, "Nceda ubuye umva." Ndafundiswa ngoncedo lokuqala, ndaze ndaqeqeshwa nakwi-CPR. Ibhinqa labukela inkqubo yendoda imizuzwana embalwa, laze layichwetha indoda egxalabeni. Wakube ufike apho kufuneka ubize ugqirha, latsho ibhinqa, "Sele ndikhona."
A And now for our viewers' heartline, as our anniversary good wishes continue from our wonderful guest at the third anniversary celebration of Supreme Master Television. Mr. Ricardo Hong, Harbor Area Director from the Office of the Mayor of Los Angeles, the Honorable Antonio R. Villaraigosa, graciously wrote after his attendance.
Thank you for the warm welcome by your staff and volunteers. The food was delicious as well. Thanks again, and thank you for the love and care for others and the environment.
Esteemed Mr. Hong, thank you so much for your kind words and for honoring us with your presence and as a wonderful representative of the respected Mayor Antonio R. Villaraigosa at our anniversary celebration. We're very pleased that you enjoyed the event and that the vegan fair was to your liking. May all world citizens join hands in this time of need to bring about a brilliant and sustainable planet. God bless all the open-hearted people and leaders of the great Los Angeles, a true city of angels.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News. May your heart be blessed with divine love. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Israeli President Shimon Peres is released in good health following an overnight stay for evaluation in a Tel Aviv hospital.
Representatives from China's northern port city of Tianjin and Laos announced plans to expand mutual investments and enhance other areas of cooperation.
The USA and the four other permanent UN Security Council member countries seek an early meeting with Iran to discuss Tehran's new set of proposals.
To ensure consumer safety, an Irish food distributor is recalling pre-cooked ham from Super Value and Centra stores in the United Kingdom due to possible listeria contamination.
Following a fire that destroyed the Qatar Animal Welfare Society building, Qatari community members volunteer to shelter and care for resident animal companions until the structure is rebuilt.
Chinese President Hu Jintao commends Egypt and President Hosni Mubarak for the country's key diplomatic role in the Arab world and Africa, as well as the Organization for the Islamic Conference.
During the 100% in one day project of the Philippine Charity Sweepstakes Office, 100,000 volunteer doctors, nurses, and other medical staff provided free health care to some 2 million disadvantaged patients.
In Ao Lạc or Vietnam, three rare and protected yellow-cheeked gibbons are released to the protection of a wildlife sanctuary after police and forest rangers rescue them from a factory.
Qatar Charity's Iftar program provides hot meals to over 10,000 less fortunate families in the Gaza Strip, with more than 100,000 to be served by the end of the holy month of Ramadan.
Officials from China's Red Cross Society visit areas in southern Formosa or Taiwan, most affected by Typhoon Morakot, to better understand the needs of the citizens and help with reconstruction efforts.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.